Well, Current State wants to thank everyone who came out to our pop-up stories event at the East Lansing Public Library yesterday. We had a great lineup of storytellers talking about loaning and borrowing, and our first storyteller of the afternoon was Kathleen Veith, whose story started with a borrowed car.
It was 1970 March. I was in college, in love, and about to get in trouble. It was right after spring break, and I hadn't gone anywhere except to work, because that's what I was, a responsible worker. But when I got back to campus, surrounded by all these bronzed beauties, telling tales of their sun and their surf and their sand, something inside me positively snapped. And luckily, I wasn't alone. There were four of us in my dorm room at the time. And we were all sitting whining about the sleet and the slush and the snow and the rain that is wet March Chicago, when we decided kind of collectively that we were going to screw being responsible and we were going to search for the sun. So I called my boyfriend, "Can I borrow your car?" "Sure." Now this car was a 1960 black VW Bug. About 180,000 miles, a bit of a beater, but it ran. By the time he found out where we were taking it, it was too late to stop us. I couldn't have told him ahead of time. He would have convinced me that it would never have made it. One of the girls, Colleen, assured me she knew how to drive a stick shift. So about 6 hours into the trip, about Cairo, Illinois, I said, "Okay, Colleen, take over." Unfortunately, she never made it out of the gas station parking lot. Turns out she had watched her brother drive a stick and thought, how hard could it be? So I was back in the driver's seat, driving straight through to the sunshine. Well, about Georgia, I was struggling and so was the car. It was sputtering, it was smoking. So I pull into a gas station and say to the guy, "Will you please add some water to my radiator?" He looked at me then, hard, walked around to the back of the car, came up to the driver's window and said, "Girlie, you mean to tell me you came all the way from Illinois? You don't know this car doesn't have a radiator?" I smiled sheepishly and kind of mumbled, "It's not my car, I borrowed it." So 32 hours after leaving campus, we arrive in Daytona Beach, Florida, and we were euphoric. The sun, the sand, the surf. Unfortunately, 8 hours after that, we were holed up in our hotel room, the AC blasting, our skin scorched, fried, burned. Every one of us was bad, but no one was as bad as Kay Richards. Her skin was positively purple. She was moaning miserably. Now, by that time, my euphoria had turned into exhaustion. And even though I should have been a liberated woman, it was 1970. Instead, I call my boyfriend, sobbing. "You've got to come and get me. I can't possibly drive that car all the way back alone. Come and save me." That call was followed by three others. They called their bosses, their boyfriends, their brothers, begging for money to fly them home in a hurry. Meanwhile, Jack, back on campus, was scurrying around borrowing money from anyone and everyone. A dollar here, a dollar there, a fiver. Two people actually gave him $10 bills. Didn't take him long at all to amass the amount he needed to fly to save his damsel in distress, me. Now, we were 19 years old and in love as only 19-year-olds can be, so we were thrilled with the idea of spending 32 hours in a car alone. So thrilled that on a whim, instead of heading north to home, we decided to take a turn. We turned west because, after all, we had never been to New Orleans. So we arrived there broke, tired. So we go to the Holiday Inn, and we say to them, "We're going to be here two nights." Instead, kids, close your ears, we left after one night, 4 a.m., very stealthily. All the way for the next 100 miles, we expected blue lights to be flashing in our rearview mirror. Nothing happened. We blissfully drove home until we faced the music. And it was a dirge. This was a very small, very Catholic, and very conservative college. We had to face our parents, our teachers, our dorm directors, our bosses, even the dean of students brought us into his office to lambast us. Now, that trip was 45 years ago. We have made many trips to Florida. We've even gone to New Orleans a few times, but we have never had a trip so sweet as that one, in a borrowed car, with borrowed money, on borrowed time.
That was Kathleen Veith yesterday at the East Lansing Public Library. Pop-Up Stories is a collaboration between Current State, MSU's Residential College in the Arts and Humanities, and other community partners. We've got one more storytelling event coming up this fall. We will be at Reach Studio Art Center in Rio Town a week from Wednesday, October 21st, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The theme for that storytelling event is Create and Destroy. There's going to be limited seating in the Youth Art Gallery, so make sure you go to our Facebook page to get your free ticket. Hope to see you there.